Спасибо. Уважаемый господин...
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, allow me on behalf of the Customs Service of the Republic of Moldova to thank the Economic Commission, European Economic Commission, for the possibility to participate in the meeting on reducing barriers to trade in Moldova. February 24th in Chisinau, at a meeting of all competent agencies, as well as the business community, this was presented. The Customs Service of Moldova has paid great attention to the process of the draft report, and in the meeting on 24 February in Chisinau, we made some additions and comments. We also made proposals for drafting of the draft in writing, and we are grateful that they were taken into account. On the whole, our comments, we would like to add to them some new information concerning the reforms which have been carried out in Moldovan customs in 2016 and early 2017. Indeed, the program of reforms of the Customs Service is very dynamic and dense, and for that reason, we would ask that it be that the report reflect the changes made in the last year and this year, so as to give a fuller picture and analysis of the situation. The information contained in the report, with the additions which we presented, show that the Customs has done a lot of work, and this should be continued to resolve the technical problems. We believe that that report is particularly timely because, as the beginning of 2016, the Customs Service adopted the program of institutional development for the until the year 2020. That document provides for comprehensive reforms to ensure successful functioning of customs and modernization of the procedures in accordance with international standards. It should be noted that the program of the Customs 2020 is based on an analysis of institutional needs in accordance with the documents of the ECE, Customs blueprints, and one of the factors of a successful introduction of that program is cooperation and support with and by the international organizations and partners. Of particular importance is Chapter 5, which contains conclusions and recommendations. We believe that this section is very important because it indicates the priority requirements and proposes concrete action to resolve them. That chapter stresses the need for technical assistance of donors to achieve the technical capacity of state structures. The customs, the list of recommendations we have indicates the weak points and where financial and technical assistance are needed, such as infrastructure of customs posts, the need to modernize equipment for customs control, in particular scanners, and we also refer to development of the customs information system. There are urgent needs for investments in the customs structure and in software. A critical factor for simplifying trade in Moldova is infrastructure, and these problems and the lack of resources for modernization of infrastructure is a serious barrier which prevents us from fully introducing the full potential of customs. And this also has another negative factor. It also has a negative impact on customs services for business, and also electronic declarations of all customs procedures, and simplification of procedures, and the introduction of prior declaration analysis of risks, and systems of mutual recognition of authorized economic operators, and the introduction of systems of single transit and revision of recommendation of legislation in the area of brokers, and the introduction of new customs code are also being prevented by this. We are sure that the recommendations composed in the report of the ECE and the technical assistance will foster further improvement of customs procedures and reduce times for import and export, and also to develop the foreign trade of the Republic of Moldova. We would like to stress that the implementation of these recommendations will require resources which exceed the resources in the budget of the Customs Service, and thus we need financial and technical support. We also support the need to develop a plan of action for the midterm and long term, which would determine the priorities and the necessary resources for introducing these things. We welcome the consistent approach to implementing these recommendations, and we believe that that report represents an important step towards supporting Moldova, in particular Moldovan customs, to modernize their import and export procedures and to enhance the effectiveness of control and simplify customs declarations. Thank you.